This article tells the story of a Knuckles costume, a Jingle Bells Amy costume, Paw Patrol toys, Mickey Mouse toys, a snakehead, web shooter, robot that makes trees, mouse toy, Rudolph stuffed animal, Paw Patrol bed, new cell phone, mountain bike, trucks, minion game, monster truck, golden Pikachu, stuff for Colt and Cap. For Christmas, please bring me Harry Potter dolls, toy Christmas tree, little Barbies, Barbie fashion clothes, and a Barbie microphone. For Christmas, please bring me a rainbow Barbie, big Christmas tree, rainbow pencil, new paint, dinosaur. For Christmas, please bring me a real-life robot, reindeer, stuffed Rudolph animal, Santa Claus toy, truck, minion game, cookies, monster truck, real monster, Reese cup, chocolate bars, Christmas tree Pokemon cards. For Christmas, please bring me dog with dots on it, elf on the shelf, Five Below toy, Minecraft wolf with red eyes, Christmas tree, rainbow friend toy, dinosaurs for my brother, Mickey Mouse, Santa Claus toy, stockings. A Knuckles costume is created with a Knuckles stuffy, and I want a Jingle Bells Amy costume and a Jingle Bells Amy stuffy. Hi, my name is Bikor and I would like some Paw Patrol toys, some Mickey Mouse toys, and the yellow toy from school I love so much for Christmas. For Christmas, please bring me a snakehead, web shooter, a robot that makes trees, a mouse toy, and Rudolph stuffed animal. Dash. I would also like Paw Patrol toys and bed, Mickey Mouse toys, a golden Pikachu, a new cell phone, an Amy costume with jingle bells, a Knuckles costume with yellow toy trucks, and a minion game. Christmas for me would not be complete without these items. With the snakehead and web shooter, I can pretend to be Spider-Man, plus the robot that makes trees will help me create my own little Christmas forest. The mouse toy will keep me entertained, and Rudolph stuffed animal is sure to be huggable. As for the Paw Patrol, they will keep me safe while I play around with my Mickey Mouse toys. I can also bring my Harry Potter dolls and dress them up in their Hogwarts robes. And of course, I can't forget my Barbies and fidget toys. With all the fashion clothes they have, they can look like they are ready to hit the red carpet. My rainbow friend toy is a must-have for any playroom, and of course, there is always room for more little Barbies. To add a bit of adventure to my playtime, I also got a monster truck for them to drive around. To really bring the Christmas spirit into my home, I set up a huge Christmas tree with all kinds of decorations, from ornaments, lights, and even Brother Santa Claus toys. Then on top of that tree sits some Pokemon figures that were specially brought in for the season. And to finish off the decorations are colorful pencils and a Barbie microphone that really makes me feel like an artist on stage. Knuckles Eats Santa's Cookies is a local eatery in the Design District of Los Angeles. They serve up authentic Mexican cuisine with a spicy mezcal margarita and other delicious drinks. On the patio, you can watch the sunset over Sunset Boulevard while sitting beneath old shade trees. Close by is the Comedy Store and Melrose Avenue, making it easy to grab dinner after enjoying people watching and shopping for unique finds. Knuckles Eats Santa's Cookies is a vegan restaurant that features raw bar items, tacos, and traditional cheese dishes. Their menu includes veggie sushi, jackfruit traditional cheese dishes, shredded barbecue jackfruit, shiitake carrot veggie tacos, and Mongolian lamb chops. Many of the dishes are infused with delicate flavors like pomegranate, pistachio, eggplant baby beet, and cashew crema. Knuckles Eats Santa's Cookies is a popular restaurant in town. It seems to be one of the only places to offer stale graham crackers with a chocolate crust and crackers burnt charcoal on the side. Agnes, one of the waitresses, has been working there since she was a little girl. She remembers when they first opened, and how she used to ride her toy bike around the place while her dad was working on an engineer robotic crane. Nowadays, they serve ice cream truck treats for their friends, and even offer a unique selection of cookie crumbs that come in different sizes and shapes. But the story of Knuckles Eats Santa's Cookies goes much deeper. Three new minions, Kyle, Tony, and Howard, were sent to Santa's workshop to help out with the Christmas preparations. But what they didn't know is that two of them would be challenged by two other minions for a cookie-eating contest. The lucky minions that broke the challenge were awarded a giant bomb, and numerous attacks on Santa's workshop ensued. Kyle and his fellow minions had to use the lab's conveyor belt to carry the bomb in order to complete their dangerous mission. In the end, they successfully completed their bomb-carrying duty and made a big escape from Santa's workshop. The Minions Mini Holiday Special, Knuckles Eats Santa's Cookies, showed us how a minion tries everything to save the day. An evil minion tries to outsmart rookie minion scouts, but they are smart enough to update their team with a new artist and a pneumatic delivery system that moves Art Critic. It was an unexpected career move for the two minions, and they had to hurry up to get the Art Critic on board in time. The half-hour compilation ended with an expired package containing expired PX and a car that had to be rescued from certain death. Knuckles Eats Santa's Cookies showed us how two brave minions can work together and use their skills and knowledge in order to save the day. It was an exciting adventure of suspense, comedy, and friendship that will entertain viewers for years to come. Knuckles Eats Santa's Cookies is a short film about Mickey and his best friend Yev Milkovich, who sneak up to the sparkling rooftop pool of Ian Schrager's hotel in West Hollywood. They hope to afford
one of the rooms and get a sweeping view of the downtown skyline, but instead find more spectacular views than they expected. Yev takes out a rolling pin and starts rolling dough on Ian's lap while Mickey puts the cookie sheet on courtesy penury. They manage to make some delicious cookies with great success. Mickey steals bites of the cookie dough, and Ian is right behind him. But little did they know that hidden within those ingredients was a secret affair between Yev Milkovich and someone else. Most people his age would have been afraid to hide their same-sex relationship, but Yev had no problem doing it. He knew that if anyone found out about it, he wouldn't be accepted by LA's most elite crowd anymore. Ian was the only one who knew about it and he promised to never tell anyone anything about it. Sure, Svetlana, just friends, Yev Milkovich had said to Ian, as he sets the bag of cookies on the counter. It was during the holidays, and Yev had come to Ian's kitchen looking for proof that Knuckles had eaten all of Santa's cookies. Things quickly got out of hand as Lala laughed at their silly banter and Knuckles went into defense mode. While they were arguing in the kitchen, Knuckles ate all of Santa's cookies right off the counter. He had to get creative and quickly figure out how to make new ones. Knuckles got the ingredients he needed to make the cookies, as well as a few cookie cutters in the shape of Christmas trees and snowmen. He also got some chocolate chips and other things to decorate them with. This is all for today, friends. My name is Arthur and this was episode 1 of Sonic's Christmas Surprise. See y'all next time.